We stand 50% of having some rain today, and I thought it would be better if we come in here in the Jamboree barn where we'd be safe. I don't know whether we can get all the folks in or not, all the people, but we can take care of what we can. This is a part of our folk festival that I'm proud of, and I like to help try to put it on for you folks. We have a lot of different people from all over the country that will be singing here this morning, and each group will do about two songs for you. We have Brother Hardison back with us from Shackle Island, Tennessee, that will preach just a little bit later for you. And I have Wade Maynard, a good friend of mine from North Carolina, Wade Maynard and his family, that will take the biggest part of the singing here. He will do probably around five numbers because he's featured on this part, and he moved from North Carolina to Detroit, and he's been there for many years, but he's been in church services. That's been his kind of work that he has done since since Wade and me and my brother Charlie and all of us sang back in North Carolina back in the 30s. I have a gospel family here from the northern Minnesota, Sid Johnson and his family. And I would like to call Mr. Johnson, sit over the microphone. And I would like for all you folks to stand and let Mr. Johnson lead us in a word of prayer. Maybe a little other business of this program here I should have mentioned. We don't... There's a lot of folks, you know, that likes to tape, and I thought it would take away from our program if we had too much of it. Mike Seeger is a wonderful friend of mine, and I did allow him to set up his tape recorder here on the side where he wouldn't be in the way a lot or be seen a lot and take away from the services. I don't want a thing to bother us here. And we're ready to start now, and a good... a group of boys from around Gallatin, Tennessee has followed my type of music. You know, my type of music is bluegrass music that I invented 29 years ago. And a lot of people think it's wrong to have string music for gospel singing, but I don't feel that way about it. Because bluegrass music is a clean music. It is meant to be clean. It's based a lot of it on him singing. A lot of it's taken from holiness singing. And it's a clean music that I'm proud of. You'll hear the singing. It'll be backed up the type of bluegrass music that I have played down through the years. But right now, I would like to introduce these boys to you, the McCormick Brothers.
Thank you very kindly, Bill. It's a pleasure for us to be here this morning in the sacred singing, and we've had the pleasure of being in church with Bill near Gallatin. We like to do a hymn that's a favorite of ours, and we certainly hope that you will enjoy it. A trio called Are You Washed in the Blood?
Have you been to Jesus for his cleansing power?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Do you rest each moment in the crucified?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Your garments spotless, are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
The garments that are stained with sin
and be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
There's a fountain flowing for the souls unclean.
Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul
cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
We'd like to do for our next selection another trio number, and one that we get a lot of requests for, and we certainly hope you folks will enjoy. One entitled, Where Will I Shelter My Sheep?
Dog and I, weary, sin sick and so.
Where will I shelter my sheep tonight? I'll shelter my sheep at God's door.
Shepherd dog and I, weary, sin sick and so.
Where will I shelter my sheep tonight? I'll shelter my sheep at God's door.
That is a group of boys that's followed my kind of music, and they're real good close friends of mine. I'd like to introduce two boys from the state of West Virginia. They live in Kentucky now. And they're two boys that's followed my kind of music and singing close. And I know the father well, and he's one of the finest friends that I've got over in that part of the country. These boys are really wonderful singers. The Goin Brothers, let's make them welcome, if you don't mind, to here today.
Good Thank you so much. It's good to be here this morning on the hymn show. We're going to do a couple of numbers. The first number we'd like to do is one of the Lubin Brothers numbers, titled The Family Who Prays.
The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will send her, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part. Satan has parted our fathers and mothers, filling their hearts with his envy and hate, heading their pathways down to destruction, leaving the children like orphans to stray. The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will send her, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part. Wars and tornadoes are taking our loved ones, leaving us tearful with sad aching hearts, but we shall join them over the river. For the family who prays never shall part. The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will send her, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part.
Thank you so much. We certainly hope you enjoyed the old number, one of the Lubin Brothers number, The Family Who Prays. We'd like to do another number, myself, Ray here. This is an old timer we hope you'll enjoy. And we done it yesterday. We hope you'll enjoy it. Called Death Came Creeping in My Room.
Soon one morning, death came creeping in my room. Soon one morning, death came creeping in my room. Soon one morning, death came creeping in my room. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? I do. This done come and took my mother away. This done come and took my mother away. Days done come and took my mother away. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? I do. Days done come and took my father away. Father away. Death done come and took my father away. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? I do. cause you can't do me no more harm. Ride on death cause you can't do me no more harm. Ride on death cause you can't do me no more harm. Oh my Lord, what shall I do? I do.
Thank you.
I believe that strain that I hear, I'm glad that we decided to come over here to the Jamboree Barn. All right, now, I would like to introduce a man that's, I believe he's from the state of Tennessee, and he worked with for me a while on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. His name is Ernie Graves, and he's a wonderful fellow and sings awful pretty. Let's make Ernie welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill, and I'd certainly like to say it's really been a pleasure to be down here at the Jamboree, and I've really enjoyed myself. And it's all been good, and like I said before, I really enjoyed it all. But this is the time that I really like, the part I really like of it. I'm going to do an old-timey one Stanley Boyd recorded some time ago. Goes something like this. Hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Press onward, climb upward, the top is in view, that a crown of bright glory awaiting for you. As Jacob was traveling, was weary one day, while a night on a stone for a pillow did lay. A vision appeared of a ladder so high it stood on the earth while its top reached the sky. This ladder is tall and yet so well aged, stood thousands of years and never decayed. Hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Press onward, climb upward, the top is in view, that brown, bright glory awaiting for you.
We have a gospel family here from northern Minnesota that I have never got to hear sing. And Mr. Johnson was out here just a little while ago and led us in prayer. And I would like to bring the folks out and get to hear them sing, see how they sang up that far north, the Johnson family, the gospel Johnson family.
Thank you. We're gonna do a song that's kind of gotten to be our theme song as we travel around to the country churches and camps up in northern Minnesota, up in the Lake Country. And this song has kind of gotten to be our theme song, and we like to do it real well. Don Reno wrote it. We love to sing it. I'm using my Bible for a roadman.
I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. There are no detours to heaven, just a straight and narrow way. straight and narrow way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven
someday. We're really glad to have the Johnson Gospel family. You're welcome to come back and visit us here in Bean Blossom anytime. We'd be glad to have you. As the years have gone by, I've got acquainted with a lot of people that sings and plays. I guess I know more of them than anybody. And I have two friends from Washington, D.C. is here with us, and they are really wonderful singers. My good friend Mike Seeger, that operates this outfit over here, he's gonna play with them. He plays a mandolin, banjo, and he worked with the Lost City Ramblers. He had that group for many years, and they still play some, I guess. But excuse me, Mike does quite a bit of it himself as a singer. These ladies are from Washington, D.C., Alice and Hazel, and I know you'll enjoy this singing here this morning.
Thank you very much, Bill, and we haven't said this before, but I want to say it now. I think this is one of the greatest festivals that we have ever attended, and we've enjoyed ourselves more than any place that we've ever been, and we're mighty happy and mighty proud, and I think I speak for everybody up here to be on this program. I'd like to sing a song that I wrote now, thinking about a scene in the old Baptist church. It's called Won't You Come and Sing for Me.
I feel the shadows now upon me, and fair angels beckon me. Before I go, dear Christian brother, won't you come and sing for me? Church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moments we stood shaking hands and singing the song. My burden's heavy, my way grown weary. I have traveled a road that was long, and it would warm this old heart, my brother, if you'd come and sing one song. How dear to my heart, how precious the moments we stood shaking hands and singing the song. Dark river, your dear faces no more I'll see, until we meet where there's no more sad partings. Won't you come and sing for me? Sing the hymn we sang together, that plain little church with the bend.
Thank you very much. We'd like to do one now that I'm sure all of you are familiar with. It's called The Sunny Side of Life.
The boy that plays fiddle for me, and a good friend of mine from Texas, Tex Logan, and Joe Green from North Carolina, my fiddler's from Kentucky, they play some beautiful hymn music, and I will tell you the names of each one of them when they come after the first number.
Thank you.
This gentleman right here is Kenny Baker. He's the fellow that plays for the Bluegrass Boys. He's from Jenkins, Kentucky. And with a suit on over there is a Texan. And he's been a friend of mine for many years, and I've tried to be just as good a friend to him. I would like to say this, that one night out of the year, I meet at Tex Logan's house, and we have a wonderful get-together there. And I guess it's only one in the whole world that's put on the way that we have our get-together there at Texas House. And Tex, it's good to have you here on the festival.
Thank you, Bill. It's my pleasure. I'm in with you.
This gentleman here on the left-hand side is from North Carolina, and he is a wonderful musician, and I'm glad that he got to make it in here today. His name is Joe Green from High Point, North Carolina. Is that right, Joe? They have one more number that they're going to play for you here. I really love fiddling, and I love harmony fiddling. And the number that they picked out is one of my favorites. What a friend we have in Jesus. I would like to have Mr. Johnson, that was on the program here early, if he's in the audience here, to come back to the stage here from Minnesota. Is he in the audience here? Brother Johnson, right here in the on our program. You know, I would Brother Hardison has come a long ways from Shackle Island, and I would like to take up an offering for him. Would you say the blessing on the offering?
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you again for this great day, and Lord, you have blessed it to your honor and glory. Lord, the music has been done in your name and to your glory, and we'll bless now our brother who has come this distance to preach the living word to us. And bless this love offering now that will be presented unto him, and we know that it will be used to the very glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Anybody that feels that they want to put in an offering for Brother Hardison, I would appreciate it a lot. I'm going to start it off here. I have a little money here with me. Anybody that feels that they have any money to spare, it would really be appreciated. We should have an offering plate, but I don't. Oh, there comes one of the finest ladies in the country. I'm going to start it here with $40, two $20 bills, and anybody that wants to feel that they want to put in off. Hazel, would you take this through? Alice, you have something there too. You take one side and let Hazel take the other. If you don't have anything, I know Brother Hardison won't hold it against anybody. You just put in what you feel like that you want. Thank you. Beautiful music like that touches me about as much as the hymn singer does, and today it really touches me. Allison Hazel has passed the collection plates back that way, and if you, whatever you give, I know Brother Hardison will really appreciate it. I believe if I was a minister preacher that I could make better than I can if I play the way that I play. But I appreciate that a lot. I'm for Brother Hardison 100%. You folks back there in the back, if you feel that you want to give anything, well, you go right ahead. And if you don't have it to give, well, you just feel welcome right here. And I hope you've enjoyed the services. I was raised on a farm in Kentucky, and on Sunday, that's about all we had to go to was church, and maybe they would have a baseball game at Roseanne, Kentucky. And of course, they had square dances on Saturday night, but there was two churches there for a long time, and then there was a holiness church moved there. There was a Baptist and a Methodist church there. It's a little town of about 150 people, I'd say. About the size of Bean Blossom, not much bigger. We worked on the farm, and we had a lot of horses. And maybe each one of the boys had a horse that he claimed. You know, it didn't belong to him, but he claimed that horse. And I was the youngest, and maybe I got the worst horse in the bunch. Maybe I'll tell you about it later.